Back in 2012, the federal government required South Bend to develop a new plan for its sewer system. During heavy rains, the mixed storm and wastewater system was dumping more than 2 billion gallons of raw sewage a year into the St. Joseph River. The city has cut that to only 338 million gallons a year, but to fully fix the problem, the old plan required over $700 million in investment by 2031. The new plan only costs $276 million, and the city has until 2038. It will also capture and treat 99.6% of all the overflows that used to go into the river, and Mayor James Mueller says it's the best of both worlds.
Our residents will not have to pay as much, but yet will still get the same environmental benefit and a clean St. Joseph River.
Eric Horvath, the city's public works director, says the new plan uses the city's smart sewer system to manage flow. Instead of pouring into the river as it does now during heavy rains, the system will divert wastewater into several new storage tanks. Then once the rain has stopped, the wastewater will be sent onto the treatment plant, which is also getting an expansion. Horvath says the new plan is also much less disruptive. It only needs 3 storage tanks, while the old plan required 9.
We won't be tearing up the city as much as the previous plan had.
The plan is being funded by an increase in utility rates, which passed the Common Council earlier this month. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.